Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever is on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, normally the show is about your calls. We go right to them. However, there's the occasion where we will bring on somebody who's a newsmaker, somebody who is really, really worth talking to. And this is a show about callers, so it's very unusual that we'll bring on a guest on Free Talk Live. So you really have to be somebody special. And this lady definitely qualifies. Her name is Ajita Camargo. And before we bring her on the air, let me tell you a little bit about her. I've mentioned her a couple times over the week so far. We've wanted to tell her story, but the phone lines were just so loaded over the past couple of nights, we haven't had the chance. So briefly, we'll tell you what this is all about, and then we'll hear it from her in her own words, because as far as I'm concerned, Ajita Camargo is one of my heroes. She is an 83-year-old grandmother, and a grandmother of six, in fact. She lives in La Quinta, California. Now, she's run afoul, as according to David Kelly, the Los Angeles Times, of La Quinta's code enforcement bureaucracy in a big way. Big enough to put her behind bars. The city near Palm Springs.
They put somebody behind bars for code violations?
Yes, not only somebody, but a very nice 83-year-old grandmother. Now, what did she do? Well, she didn't do anything. The city near Palm Springs insists that one of her three bedrooms in her home is really an illegally converted garage.
Insidious.
She insists that it's just a bedroom. She asks, well, what right do they have to call this a garage? I never called it a garage. How do they know it's not a bedroom? If this is a garage, then they owe me a bedroom. She walked around the room. It has cabinets. It has a sink. It has a bathroom. It has a refrigerator. For 18 months now, code enforcement officials have been after Camargo to turn the bedroom back into a garage. Insisting that her home is her castle, she has ignored more than a dozen warnings. Her resistance crumbled last week when a local judge ordered her to comply or face possible jail time. She says, I bought this place 30 years ago, and it was always a bedroom. And now they're trying to shove this down my throat. We go to the phones. Special guest Ajita Camargo is on the line with us. Ajita, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can.
Excellent. It is great having you on Free Talk Live here tonight. You're on with myself. I'm Ian. We also have Wayne and Mark in the studio.
Uh-huh.
And wow, this has been going on for 18 months?
Yes, it has.
What happened? Can you tell us the story? I mean, from the very beginning, because it's my understanding that you bought this house 3 decades ago. This is already was a bedroom when you bought the place, and now all of a sudden, in 2008, the code enforcement bureaucracy decides to crack down on you.
Well, it was a county then, you know, it wasn't a city. If I had known it was going to be a city, I wouldn't have moved here because there was nothing but desert at that time.
That's right. There's a lot of areas outside of Los Angeles that are not part of any city. They're just part of the county, correct?
Yes, it's part of Riverside County.
Got it. So what was it why now? Why 2008?
What happened?
What went down? Why did they do this to you?
I don't know. I don't know. They're just harassing a lot of people here that have older homes. And they don't comply because they've got new codes, city codes. And these are older people that can't do anything about it anyway. They don't have the money, and they are old, and they want us to all do what they want, you know, a city.
Yeah, Ajita, was there a code when this garage supposedly was converted? Was there a code saying that you had to ask the county's permission to convert your garage at that time? I mean,
I don't know if it was a code or not. I didn't convert it.
Right. And why would it be any of her business? She bought the house as is.
Okay.
Uh huh.
So. Go ahead.
I had three sons and a daughter, and the house only had 2 bedrooms. It's supposed to have 3 bedrooms. Mm-hmm. That's what the county assessor's paper says, you know, 3 bedrooms and a 2-car garage. I didn't need a 2-car garage, so I didn't bother with that. You know, it didn't bother me.
Right.
I didn't care about that.
So they've been
but
taxing.
But I did need another bedroom because I had three boys and a girl.
So they've been taxing
and
you.
And
they've been taxing you in a house that's a three-bedroom house then all this time. Ludicrous.
Three-bedroom house.
Crazy.
Yeah, this is pretty outrageous, and I have to say that you are one of my heroes, Ajita, for standing up against these code enforcement thugs, for lack of a better term, because, I mean, this is just downright despicable, reprehensible behavior on the part of these government people, and you should be congratulated and your praises sung from on high, because many people do not have the level of courage that you do to tell these bureaucrats to go and take a hike. But now they're threatening you with jail time over all this.
Well, actually, I'm not that much of a hero. I had three surgeries, and I couldn't do anything about it anyway. I didn't have the money either, so.
So even if you had wanted to bow down to their demands, which
I couldn't have done it.
You couldn't possibly afford to do it. And even
and
despite all that,
I was always sick.
I imagine you've told them this. I imagine you've said, hey, you know, I'm an 83-year-old grandmother, and I can't afford this. What did they tell you?
Well, they don't care. They don't care.
I bet they don't.
So,
they wanted to fine me $5,000 too, and that's when I said no, I didn't have the money. They said that the judge said, well, how about jail time? They wanted more, but the city wanted me to serve jail more, but the judge said 30 days was good enough.
30 days. So
yeah, but that doesn't mean that they will stop harassing
me. Oh no, it doesn't. No, you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
I am just amazed at this situation. This has to be the most egregious case of code enforcement insanity that we've come across. Now, I am no fan, for those just tuning into this program, I am no fan of government code. I think it's absolutely ludicrous. When somebody buys a home, they buy a home. They don't go to the government bureaucracy and ask to take a look at all the code that they have. I mean, you're talking about pages upon pages of legalese and nonsense that, you know, you and I, Ajita, we're not trained to read. We're not lawyers.
That's
we don't
right.
understand
That's
this
right.
stuff. But on top of all that, you couldn't have even done that 30 years ago.
I couldn't have done anything because I had three surgeries.
Right.
So I was sick.
Ajita, is there any chance that you've made one of the people of the bureaucracy mad that they targeted you? I mean, why did they come after?
Oh no, they're doing it to other people too.
Right.
I'm not the only one.
City needs money, Mark.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, they need money. They need obedience.
My granddaughter wrote down what the city attorney told us and my attorney.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote it down. Let me read.
Okay.
Just a little piece of it.
Certainly.
He said, I, Alexandra Head, that's my granddaughter, witnessed the lawyer explain to my grandmother, Ajita Roberta Camargo, that if we didn't settle with a, I don't know what she means, a PCE, the city of La Quinta would take us to court a million times until we complied. They said that if we didn't settle, they would take a lien out on the house and fix it themselves. And then my grandmother would lose the house because she would not be able to afford to pay off the loan. And she signed it.
Do you own the house outright, Ajita? Is it your house?
Yes, I do now. Uh-huh.
How long have you owned it outright?
Since November of last year. Because I had to get a reverse mortgage on it because I can't live on $513 a month.
So,
couldn't do it, so I had to get a reverse mortgage.
So you spent a long time working hard to pay off this home, and now the city government people are threatening to steal your home from you if you don't obey their demands, which you couldn't even obey should you have wanted to obey their ludicrous demands, which you had no idea was going to happen 30 years ago when you purchased the home. And this is so outrageous. Have you gotten an outpouring of support in the local community, or how's that going?
I have now, ever since this day, and they came out in the local paper that I was going to go to jail.
Thank goodness. Can you hang on and talk to us some more for a little bit?
Okay.
I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to bring you back. And you know what? If you've got a question for Ajita Camargo, she is on the line with us. Great time to get it in here at 1-800-259-9231. A courageous 83-year-old woman going up against the city code enforcers.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune and lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's garden. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection. 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, trillion dollars in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. Safe Grow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for a free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, which is freetalklive.com. Head on over there. Enjoy all the features there for free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free, and it includes archives, an entire year's worth of the program right there on the front page of the website. Enjoy on us at freetalklive.com. Also, want to invite you to the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and check it out. Get all the details about this upcoming event. It's going to be a lot of fun. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live. All kinds of liberty-oriented luminaries will be appearing, and you will hopefully be there socializing, networking, and having a good time, because it is a very unusual event. I've never been to anything quite like it. It's like a liberty-oriented convention to the max. There are hundreds of people all in the same place that all love freedom and are all together, and there are some really cool things that happen as a result of that. So head over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, get signed up, and use this discount code for an extra 10% off. That's 2009FTL. That's the discount code, 2009FTL. And again, that's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we return to our special guest, it is Ajita Camargo. She is on the line with us from La Quinta, California, though I'm sure she would prefer to not be in La Quinta anymore.
That's right.
You're an 83-year-old grandmother of six. You're under assault by the bureaucrats at the Code Enforcement Department, who have decided to target you, as well as apparently a number of other people, but you are one of them. You've been targeted to make some significant changes to the home that you've lived in for 30 years of your life. You bought this thing 3 decades ago, where what apparently at one time may have been a garage had been converted into a bedroom at that time. It was before you purchased it. And then now, all of a sudden, in 2008, the city code enforcement department decided they had a problem with this particular extra bedroom. They ordered you to change it back. You said, look, hey, you know, I can't afford this kind of stuff. I'm an older lady. I'm retired. I've got a very limited income. And you're telling me I have to go through this this major project of changing my bedroom into a garage just so you will leave me alone and not hurt me? In fact, then they threatened to throw you in a jail cell over all this. They threatened to steal your home.
Don't forget they've been taxing her for 30 years on this this dwelling as a 3-bedroom dwelling. They've been getting the taxes as a 3-bedroom dwelling, but now they wanted to change it.
Yes, that's right.
It's crazy.
So, Ajita, what's coming next here? I mean, have they already? What's the current situation that you're dealing with?
They came Monday. They came Monday with the code enforcement. Came Monday, and they met with a contractor who was kind enough to say that he would take care of everything for me for nothing.
Oh, wow!
And they also met with Mr. Mark Moran, who is with adult protective services or something like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And he. And they talked. I didn't come out at all. I just couldn't stand it, you know.
Yeah.
And so they talked, and they decided to go to the city council meeting about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the city council claimed that they hadn't heard about this at all. And so they are going to convene on November 4th, I believe, and they will go over it, you know, as a city council, and see what they can come up with.
So, what are they going to convene on? I mean, if the contractor switches it for you, then everything's great, right?
Well, I don't know what they want. You know, why they're going to do that? Why they're going to convene? You know.
Yeah,
I think they want my grandson is. I can't be by myself anymore. So my grandson came to stay with me and my granddaughter,
mm-hmm.
and we're too crowded in here because we only have 2 bedrooms. And
oh, I see.
So I think they want them to allow it to stay that way until I die or something like that. I don't know.
I think they should definitely be making an exception for you, and hopefully the city council will somehow waive this whole situation, because I mean, it's just so outrageous. Did you feel at any point as though the government of La Quinta was serving or protecting you, Ajita?
Oh, no. They were trying to kill me off or take my home. It's been just a terrible nightmare.
It absolutely sounds like a nightmare.
Because I spent all this time trying to pay my house off. You know, it wasn't mm-hmm. easy.
Yeah,
and then they come along and want to take it away from me,
hmm.
It was just terrible.
I mean, what after your current experience here, Ajita, how would you... On this program, I tend to liken the government people to, in many cases, like a big gang, except that they have this legitimacy factor where people, for whatever reason, don't see them as though they are actually a gang. Would you say that you feel as though the government people in La Quinta are acting like a gang would act?
Yes, they are. I don't know about all of them, but...
Right. But,
they are.
The guys that are running the water... Right, the guys that are running the water department, they're probably not, you know, like gang members. But the people in the code enforcement and the people that that back them up and the courtrooms and all everything that just sort of makes this all possible, I mean, they don't wear bandanas and they don't, you know, carry clubs or whatever, but they essentially are a big, scary gang. And I'm so sad that you had to go through this and that I hope this really works out for the best for you. And
it sounds like it could.
I think that my health has just deteriorated since then and... Gosh. They have never relented. They have continuously bullied me into, you know, they finally got I wouldn't let them in, you know, into the room.
God bless you.
And, oh, yeah.
And they finally got a warrant. And they came with two policemen, and my grandson was here with me. They pushed their way into the door, and they one of them sat and watched me. That I wouldn't get up, I couldn't because I have a torn ligament in my right knee. And then my grandson wanted to go out and see what they were doing because they went into the extra room and they started looking, you know, and taking pictures and everything. He wanted to, and he was asking them what they were doing and because he didn't know what was going on. And they asked him for his ID and he said, well, I have to go to my room to get it, and they handcuffed him.
In his own house.
Really upset me.
In his own house. The warrant doesn't give them the right to handcuff people. It doesn't give them the right to ask for ID. It gets them the right to come in
and search. They can do whatever they want. They've got guns on their hip, Mark. See?
Are they going to refund you for the extra property taxes you've been paying for 30 years on a two-bedroom or three-bedroom house as opposed to a two-bedroom? This is ridiculous.
Know.
No, of course not.
Of course they're not.
It's not like you're trying to hide anything. It was right on the tax rolls as a three-bedroom house.
Yeah, that's right.
You have a great, great court case here.
But
that's just more
situation.
Stress. I mean, if you go to court, that's just more stress.
And he just wants to live in a house.
I can't take the stress. I can't take it anymore. It's too much.
Ajita, I wish you the best of luck. I hope that you come out of
here. I'm sorry to hear about your situation, and I really hope that some people rally to your side there in La Quinta.
I hope that people, you know, that people in La Quinta who are being harassed like this will come forward, too.
I hope so, too, because that's
and
what
they're
the
also afraid, though. They're so afraid.
That everybody's living in this climate of fear because these government people are willing to steal homes from people, steal homes from old, you know, nice 83-year-old ladies. You've been fantastic, Ajita, and I thank you for coming on the program tonight.
Well, thank you so much.
Have a great night, and I hope you feel better soon. More on the way.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus to the crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And the features also include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. The IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. Apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, or Emory University, both in March. Visit libertarianseminars.com. It's open to undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates. That's libertarianseminars.com.
All right. We just got off the phone with Ajita Camargo. She is an amazing old lady. She's 83. She's a grandmother of six. She is under attack by the government people in La Quinta because, well, they're money hungry and they're sick control freaks. I mean, what else do you say about this? They came after this wonderful 83-year-old sweet old lady because, well, let me get to the story here from the LA Times. I think this bears more than just interviewing Ajita because there's more here, quotes from the bureaucrats. What do they have to say for themselves over this whole situation? Threatening to steal a home from an 83-year-old lady that worked 30 hard years to pay it off? Threatening to throw this woman in jail for 30 days? Who can defend this?
They asked for even more. Do you remember her saying that? That the town, the city wanted her to spend more time in jail than that?
I missed that point.
That's what she said.
It wouldn't surprise me. So if anybody can defend the actions of the city people, would love to hear from you. Maybe you're a planning bureaucrat. 1-800-259-9231.
As though this woman spending more time in jail would get this room turned into a garage.
And that's what she pointed out, was that if she went to jail for 30 days, she'd get out and they'd still want her to convert the damn garage. And if she didn't, they'd probably put her back in the clink. Anyway, City Building and Safety, this is from the LA Times, by the way. City Building and Safety Director Tom Harding said that an illegally converted garage poses health and safety risks.
For 30 years.
Yeah.
And there might be some leftover gasoline from 30 years ago kicking around the closet.
No one's gotten sick yet, Tom. Everything seems to be just fine.
Moron.
He says that going to court is a last resort. He says, to say we should not enforce the ordinances based on the demographics of the owner of the property is unrealistic. We can't do that. It's equal tyranny for all here in La Quinta. Harding also said that in his 25-year career as a bureaucrat, he's seen only one person jailed over a violation. He said,
Only one person jailed over
right.
a zoning
that's
violation.
That's right, Mark. Everyone obeys. I mean, for the most part, everybody just obeys whatever it is we demand. They jump through the hoops. They spend whatever money is appropriate to spend in order to come into compliance with our arbitrarily and capriciously written zoning code. And there was one guy a long time ago that decided he wasn't going to, and we showed him, boy.
Yeah, that taught the rest of them, didn't it?
Yep. He said, in fact, he said, I think we're very fair. I don't think...
I think you're a jackass,
Tom. Here's a good one for you. I don't think you will find a more reasonable department.
the department
of the zoning bureaucrats.
Asked for more time. 30 days wasn't enough.
Carmargo grew up on a family farm in nearby Thermo, California. In 1977, she moved to Avenida Montezuma in La Quinta, attracted by the isolation and soaring views of the nearby Santa Rosa Mountains. She said, I was crazy about those mountains. There were no neighbors then, nothing but sand dunes. I loved it. Her troubles began when a code enforcement officer spotted a light shining from her garage into the street. A code violation. He noticed her trash cans in front of the house. Another violation. And weeds poking through the concrete. Yet another violation.
Weeds poking through the concrete?
Please,
happens wherever there's concrete.
Not in La Quinta, Mark. We take care of those problems around here.
Good Lord.
You're not in compliance, old lady. Now we're going to steal your home. Anyway, what really caught his eye, apparently, were the garage doors. They were firmly fixed in the driveway and didn't open. Windows lined one side wall of the attached structure. Camargo said, he began yelling orders at me, and he wanted to bring in inspectors. He wanted to come in, and I said, no way am I going to let you in. Are you telling me this isn't America anymore? Now, I bet he didn't answer that question, but yeah. That's basically what the situation is.
It's still America, but America's changed, unfortunately.
It's America,
the new
with
America.
A K.
That's right. Undeterred, code enforcement bureaucrats sent letter after letter warning that continued defiance could mean a fine or jail. The department gave her repeated extensions to undo the conversion. She still didn't budge. Mike Head, Camargo's son, said, I know there are rules, but this is harassment. She's undergone 3 surgeries in the last 2 years. She's had breast cancer, brain surgery, which took her a year to recover from, and I still think she's a little dingy from that. On a recent morning, in thick glasses and a long floral dress, she seemed more anxious than dingy. She said, I never had a garage. I don't need one or want one.
Dingy?
Dingy, I guess. I don't know. Nevertheless, the city finally took the gloves off. Code enforcement showed up with 3 inspectors, 2 police officers, and a search warrant. 5 bureaucrats showed up at this old lady's house.
You know, they'd never come in just one. They just wouldn't do it.
Well, there might have been one that attempted to come in when they tried to get her to just
With the warrant, they'd have to let him in.
That's true. Jared Head, 29, well, you never know. She could be waiting in there with a shotgun. Anyway, 29-year-old grandson was sleeping in the disputed bedroom when they arrived. He said, they just pushed right in. I said, what's this about? But they were too busy taking pictures. When I asked why they were taking pictures, the police asked me for my ID. I asked why they needed my ID, and they put me in handcuffs. Camargo was indignant. She said, I didn't like to see my grandson handcuffed. The inspector went into the bedroom and said, I can tell this has been added on. They gave me 2 weeks to put it into compliance. And so there you have it. They had a few more comments here. Oh, apparently Camargo went to court. The judge ordered her to pay a $3,000 fine. So that's on top of whatever it is that the amount it would cost to actually fix the alleged problem with the garage.
Yeah, that $3,000 is really going to do something.
So she asked for the other option, which was 30 days in jail. She insisted on the jail time instead. According to the city prosecutor, I went on record.
Sure, they'd rather have your $3,000, I'm sure.
The city prosecutor went on record in front of the judge to say that the city did not recommend this. And so as we
know, that's not what she said.
That's the end of the story from the L.A. Times. But as we know from Ms. Camargo, a very nice contractor showed up out of the blue to offer to fix the problem for free for her, which is certainly very, very nice. But the existence of or the ability of people to stay in their homes should not hinge on the generosity of local contractors being willing to do work for free in order to give this woman the ability to stay there for a few more years before she finally maybe passes on.
But not to mention the fact she didn't want a garage. She wanted another bedroom.
That's what she bought when she bought the house, was a three-bedroom home.
It was taxed on a three-bedroom home.
That's one of the most amazing points, and I'm glad you asked that question earlier, because it actually doesn't mention that in the article here.
Because that shows that they knew there was a three-bedroom all the time.
Sure.
They were taxing her on it.
Yeah, now they want more money. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
I would be so incensed if it were me.
I mean, same here, but what are you going to do? It's just, it's so crazy. It doesn't even sound like
there's
these
only
rules
one thing
existed. This was just a county piece of land. The city of La Quinta didn't even exist when she bought this house.
And usually, you know, they tend to grandfather these types of things in.
Normally they do, but, you know, like you say, these governments are starving for cash, and they're willing to try to get it wherever they can. They can't extract it from the homeowner. They'll just extract the homeowner from the home, take the home for themselves, and then sell it off to somebody else.
Scum.
Yeah, it is. They are scum. And, you know, it's stories like this that really need to get people to pay attention. Look what's going on around you. If this is happening, if you live in La Quinta, what do you think the chances are that this is going to turn around anytime soon? Even with all of whatever the public outcry might be about Ms. Camargo and whatever amount of press attention she happens to be getting, what about all the other unsung cases that she was telling us about? She said she was just one of many, that there were many older people in the area that had been targeted by these code enforcement bureaucrats to try to extract money from them and gain these, you know, get compliance. What about all of those people? What can be done about this? Well, I have a suggestion. We'll talk about it here in a moment. 800-259-9231. I think there's little that can be done in La Quinta, but we'll find out. And we'll take your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone? ozone therapy. Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of Glur 5, Glur 6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, totally free. So enjoy those, and if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com for as little as $3 a month. You get on board with AMP, you'll get access to perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum. You'll also get classic archives. As well as a special AMP-only pod version of the podcast. All of that and more over there at amp.freetalklive.com. But the number one reason is to help Free Talk Live get into more ears. If you like what you hear on Free Talk Live, you'd like other people to hear this show, that's the number one reason to AMP, because AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We take that $3 in from you, combine it with everybody else in their $3 or three or so, and we use that money to purchase advertising. In various different talk radio, we advertise in the talk radio, Talkers Magazine. We've got also, of
Google
course,
AdWords.
Internet advertising, yes, some other radio industry publications. And all of this results, and there are other things we spend the money on. You can see it all at amp.freetalklive.com. All of it results in Free Talk Live getting on more radio stations and more internet listeners coming on board. So help us out. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Now, before we return to phone calls here, just a few more comments on the situation in regards to Ajita Camargo. As we just spoke with her earlier this hour, 83-year-old grandmother of six, under fire from the city code enforcement bureaucrats in La Quinta, California. They threatened to steal her home from her. They threatened to throw her in a jail cell. They've slapped her with all kinds of fines, all because she bought a house 30 years ago that had a garage converted into a bedroom. In that the garage was converted before she ever bought the house. Now, in 2008, the city code enforcement department, after the city had been taxing her on a three-bedroom home for 30 years, has decided that she needs to turn that third bedroom back into a garage, or else she'll go to jail, and then she'll have her house stolen from her. And that's the situation that we live in today. Now, why is it this isn't happening everywhere else in the country? Well, it's only because people obey. It's because Ajita let this situation go to the point where the government brought out the guns, where the government showed the gun in the room. Now, most people know the gun is in the room. Most people realize that the government and its demands are backed up by the threat of violence, and that's why they obey. Because they know that if they don't, there's a cold jail cell waiting for them, or worse, they'll have their own home stolen right out from under them. That's why people obey. But Ajita let it get to the point where they actually were willing to bring the guns out. And that's why this story is more particularly notable than any of the others. The others aren't news, because people that obey the state aren't newsworthy. They happen day in and day out. You can better believe that the La Quinta Code Enforcement Department is driving around all day long looking for people with these code violations. I mean, It's so insane that weeds growing through cracks in sidewalk in La Quinta is a code violation. This is a money-generating revenue source for the government people. They drive around and they find this crap. They did it down in Florida. They had code enforcement bureaucrats whose full-time jobs it was, multiple code enforcement bureaucrats whose full-time jobs it was to drive around and ticket people for this stuff. But it's never news when people pay the bureaucrats and they obey their demands. It's only news when somebody stands up and says, I've had enough of this crap.
Can you imagine being her? And, you know, 30 years ago, she moves there, and there's nothing around her. She's got a place all to herself. Mm-hmm. And over time, people start moving in around her, and the Jack Nicklaus private golf course pops up on one side, the Greg Norman course. During the break, I did a little investigation. I'd never been to La Quinta, even though mm-hmm. I lived out in California for a while. But it looks to me like this could be a classic case of what they call ethnic cleansing.
What's that mean?
In the circles. Well, what you do is you try to drive out certain demographics of your population to make room for more of what you want, which is higher income people who spend more money, who you can charge more for property taxes.
It was really being done in Sarasota, too.
Really?
During the time that when the housing bubble was going on, what the people were looking at was all this, you know, what in Sarasota was high land. You know, it was an entire 10 feet above sea level or something like that. In the Newtown area, which was, you know, the bad section of town. And they would have liked to have seen those people go elsewhere. Move north of the county, north of the county line. You can get out of here. And it was happening. They were coming up from Main Street to downtown and they were, you know, sort of driving people out essentially with the home prices.
It's crazy.
They do this sometimes by raising people's property taxes who can't afford it.
Right.
They do it by forcing bogus code violations. This is how they do it.
That's what they've done here. And as Jita was telling us, she's not the only one that's being targeted. So it wasn't just her. It's a whole bunch of people out there. And the ones that can't afford it will jump through the hoops. And then the people like Ajita will be put in a real tough place between choosing between their home or a cold jail cell. And I want to hear from you on this. And, of course, what can be done about this? Well, I don't know. What can be done anywhere else but here in New Hampshire as far as the Free State Project, people moving here to New Hampshire to get active for liberty and help protect people in Ajita's position, help protect people who the state is coming down upon, help back them up, give them a support network. I mean, Ajita says that people have shown an outpouring of support, but it's only to help her with compliance. I mean, and that's fine because it'll help keep her, you know, help her allowed to keep her house, and that's what's important with her. But it won't solve the problem. If that construction guy comes and fixes the problem for her as he promised to do for free, which is a really, really nice offer on his part. If he comes and does that, that will not prevent the code enforcement bureaucrats from getting up at 8 in the morning the next day and going out and ticketing another 100 people. It's not going to solve that problem, and that's the problem. So what is it that can solve that problem? Well, you could say, well, we can run for office and we can go and we can change things. Well, good luck doing that where you are. What do you think? How successful, Mark, do you think you would have been down in Sarasota, Florida, running for office and trying to change the system down there?
Well, actually, I can tell you about a guy who was in my neighborhood, and his name, I think it was Terry. It's escaping me at the moment. But essentially, he lived in my neighborhood in Sarasota, and he mm-hmm. wanted to do just that. He didn't like, some big condo. Dominion coming in, and he tried to run and had no luck and got nowhere.
Pretty much. I'm not saying it's not possible to do in New Hampshire. If it is possible anywhere, it's possible here because of people like Dennis and the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, a great organization that's really doing some amazing stuff in the realm of politics. But I think that we could really see some amazing changes if we actually had some activists that were willing to put it on the line and say, you know, go to hell. We're not going to obey your ludicrous demands. We're not going to pay your absurd taxes. We're going to live like free people. And if you want to come and throw people out of their own homes, we're going to have a bunch of people waiting there for you. Not necessarily to get violent, but, you know, what if you had a bunch of people come and camp out at your house when they were trying to steal your home from you and they had to throw 50 people out of a home and there were video cameras around and things like that? I'm just trying to think of something different, some new approach to this.
You see that when they came to Ajita's house, they brought five bureaucrats for a house that had three people living in it.
Right.
the bureaucrats hate to be outnumbered. You saw when at mm-hmm. Lauren Canario's trial, they tried to put a law enforcement officer, a federal law enforcement officer, in the courtroom for every New Hampshire Underground type person who happened to be in the courtroom, and they'd hate to be outnumbered. They work like a gang.
They sure do, which is why we need to have greater numbers than them. Not only do we need to have greater numbers, but we also have to have numbers of people that are willing to put it on the line, because if you're not willing to take a risk, then you're just going to keep bending over, and you're going to keep paying, and you're going to keep obeying. Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to Bill in Missouri. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I can't tell you how much I'm just bristling with anger hearing that story.
It's disgusting.
It's just unbelievable. But you guys touched on it just a little bit. What I was going to suggest looking into is not necessarily just the ethnic aspect of it, but just, you know, maybe they're trying to raise those houses so they can build something else.
Yes.
And that's their way of enforcing it and getting people out of there.
Well, according to what Wayne was looking at, you were looking at the map of La Quinta, and it's very, very developed. I mean, the entire thing looks like a golf course.
And it's known as a resort town now. Mm-hmm. In fact, on the La Quinta city website, it says Gem of the Desert. That's what they call themselves, Gem of the Desert. So you can see what they're trying to do there. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're trying to run some people out so they could make another development there. There's probably an older neighborhood, so they want to level it and build something else.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds exactly like what they're doing. Is there a news story, like a headline or something I can search for? And I'd love to, link that story on my MySpace page and all that.
Well, we most always put our show prep on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system in the issues forum. You can normally find our prep there. But if you just search for Ajita Camargo, Camargo, or 83-year-old, I'll post it on the BBS under the issues forum. You'll be able to find it there.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Bill.
Keep up the good work.
Good hearing from you. We continue to talk to Pete in California. Pete, you are on Free Talk Live in the same political geographic designation as Ms. Camargo. How do you feel tonight?
I feel real good. I just wanted to make everybody aware, if they would get into their California Constitution and look at Article 1, Section 9, it says that there'll be no ex post facto law. It says it right there. So, I mean, any attorney or anything could go to bat for her and use California.
She probably can't afford an attorney. I mean, it's like Wayne said.
They have people that basically pro bono.
I hope they get a hold of her because it's been going on for 18 months now.
Get in touch
with. Well, she has recourse if the court basically finds.
If you want to tell us more, hang on, Pete. We're welcome to come back here in moments. Hour number two is on the way. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We all know